This is gonna happen. This isn't a fantasy. This is really gonna happen. You're gonna come to London on holiday. We are gonna be together for 1 week. You are gonna fuck me 6 ways to Sunday. Every single day, we're gonna go out and I'm gonna be your guide. I'm gonna show you my city. You've never been here before. You're gonna have the best holiday of your life. We're gonna have wonderful food. We're gonna see shows. We're gonna go to all the best tourist attractions. And then every night, we're gonna go back to the hotel. And we're gonna make sweet, sweet love all night. We've been having phone sex for weeks and weeks and weeks. The tension is so high. I pick you up from the airport. We clap eyes for the first time. And it's electric. The very first time I'm seeing you in the flesh. After talking to you and fantasizing about you for so long, we're finally breathing the same air. But we're surprisingly nervous. We've looked forward to this for so long, and all of a sudden we're together and we're shy. We hug. We look each other deep in the eyes. The chemistry between us crackles. But there's no big romantic snog or anything. Kind of like we thought there would be. Like something out of a film. But then we get to my car. That's when things start really heating up. You put your hand on my thigh as I'm buckling up my seatbelt. My body responds instantly. I know that however fast we get to the hotel, it's nowhere near fast enough. I drive as quickly as I can. We check in. We make our way up to the room. The door closes. And we just collapse on each other. We can't wait to be together. We tear off each other's clothes whilst kissing and groping each other. We stumble towards the shower. We quickly get clean. Can't help running my hands all over your gorgeous body, especially that bum. Oh God, that cute little bum of yours. That's the thing I focus on most when I look at your photos. I've wanted this so much. And finally here you are. The first fuck is quick. Too quick. But that's okay, we'd anticipated that. I lay there, feeling you pump inside me, your hips thrusting. It's like you've just been released from prison and you haven't had sex in years. I still enjoy it. The sound of your grunts and mine as you're lying on top of me, panting and recovering. I slip my hand down there. I find my swollen clitoris and I bring myself to a quick and shattering orgasm. And then we're both lying there recovering, breathing heavily. So, so happy that at last we're together. And so it continues over the week. By day, we look like a couple. Romantic, free, deliriously in love, enjoying each other's company. Of course, we're not in love, but that's what it looks like to the outside world. And by night, we become our sexual selves with each other. We learn how to pleasure each other quickly. We're finally able to act out all those dirty little role plays that we've discussed over the phone. The ultimate fantasy is you breeding me. That's your special kink. The one that I was absolutely delighted to discover very, very early on in our relationship. Finally, I can tell you to come inside me bareback and put a baby in me. And you're actually doing it. It's not over the phone. You're literally on top of me. I can finally say those words to you. We're rotting like animals. We are animals. We're beasts. We're not humans anymore. We don't have higher reasoning. All we want is to thrust and fuck and penetrate. As you reach your climax, I scream out, impregnate me. Now. And that's the magic words you needed to hear. You lose control. You spray your seed into my cunt. Oh, give it to me. 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 Make me pregnant. Yes. 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 Yes, I can feel it. Oh my god, I can feel it. Oh my god, you just put a baby in me. Oh, fuck, yes. You did it. We did it. Oh, oh good boy. The 7 days quickly goes. We have so much fun together. But it's best that it comes to an end sooner rather than later. Because truth be told, I start to fall in love with you. But you have a plane ticket booked. You have a job. You have a child. You have a house. You have a life. You simply cannot spend any more time with me. It's set in stone. Your flight is tomorrow evening. And that's that. But we can still have phone sex again. And who knows? Maybe next year's holiday. You can come back to London. And you can fuck me again. Every night for a